Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I don't know about you, but I love chocolate. I definitely have cultivated a taste for chocolate. Because I try to eat very healthy, I thankfully have found a chocolate that I consider very healthy, and I limit myself to that kind of chocolate. But in the past, I was more indulgent. And I remember many, many years ago, I was at a store called Costco, and they had this most delicious, moist chocolate cake, and it was gigantic. That first bite was exquisite. And then I took the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And after each progressive bite, it wasn't quite as good. It was still good, but it wasn't quite as good. And towards the end, because the cake was so big and there was no way I could eat it in one sitting, after a few days, I was pretty tired of that cake. I still liked it, but I had had enough for a long time. Now we may be wondering, what does chocolate cake have to do with happiness? Actually, quite a bit. Let me explain. Studies have shown that when we get something new that's really exquisite and wonderful, after a while, we get used to it, and that most wonderful feeling gets less intense. We may still enjoy it, but it's less intense. And I don't need studies to back this up. Let me use an example that all of us can relate to. Let's have someone rub our feet. When they first start rubbing our feet, oh my goodness, can it feel wonderful. But after a while, it still feels good, but not as good. And after a long while, we're kind of done with it. We don't want it anymore. Life is like that. When we get used to things, we stop enjoying them. So the key, one of the key factors of happiness is keep everything new and don't get too used to things. Then we enjoy life a lot more. But how do we do this? How do we keep our hearts, our minds new, fresh, alive? It's really not difficult. So let's just explore it together. First, what keeps us from seeing things new is our minds. We label things, and when we label them, we stop seeing them. There's this old saying that goes, once I see a sparrow and label it, I stop seeing it. And there's great truth in that. Once we have expectations, we stop seeing things. And the same thing can be true with our experiences. Once we have a really great experience, and usually the first one is the most intense one, we relate everything back to that, and we want that high again. And life doesn't always give us that high again, particularly if we compare and contrast. And if we let our minds get out of control, they have a strong tendency to compare and contrast. And that comparing and contrast keeps us from enjoying things right here, right now. Fresh, new, and alive with richness and fullness beyond our thoughts. There's a fun way that we can all experiment with this. Let me use my own example. This past Father's Day, my wife and children took me to the Getty Center, which is one of the most beautiful museums in Southern California and in the world. And when I was there, there is some exquisite artwork. I mean, truly exquisite. And what I do is, when I'm standing in front of the artwork, yes, I'll read the plaque, and I'll look at who created the piece of art, but then I just stand back, and I take in the colors, I take in the forms, I take in the shapes, and I don't label anything. I just open up my heart, and in a sense, feel the painting, in a visceral, at more of a gut level, and just let that experience cogitate inside of me at an emotional level, and let that emotional level have expression. And it's a wonderful way to interact with art. But actually, it's a wonderful way to interact with life. Yes, we need labels. Labels are important, and remembering the past, particularly for dangerous things, is very important. But we miss out so much of life when we're always in our heads and not just experiencing that which is before us. If you ever get to go on a retreat with me or hear me speak at an organization, a lot of times what I love to do is I bring that healthy chocolate with me, and I let everyone have some. And before we eat it, I say, for a moment, let's pretend we're an alien, and we've never, ever seen this product or this substance before. So first, let's smell it, take in its aroma. What's it like? Then, if we think it's safe, we'll put it to our lips and gently see if there's any reaction, any adverse reaction. Then we put it to our tongues, still seeing if anything bad happens, see what it's tasting like. Then we go ahead and put a piece in our mouth, not too big, but we put a piece in our mouth and hold it there. Don't swallow it, but we just hold it there and see what happens. And as you can probably imagine, at the end of this exercise, this is the most exquisite chocolate we've ever had in our lives. If you don't believe me, join me sometime and see if I'm right. We can learn about the chocolate at www.holistichealth.tv. And though it is wonderful chocolate and healthy for us too, it's not that the chocolate is the best chocolate in the world. It's the fact that we are seeing it with new, fresh eyes, or in this case, new, fresh taste buds. But this really works across the board. If we learn to quiet our minds and just be present with what is, then we learn to experience all the beauty and the freshness of the world in its new, pristine state. When we label, we don't see it as well. And how we do this is, we see that we way overuse the mind. Our minds are going, going, going all day long, and we need to learn how to still them, to keep them quiet, and just enjoy life as it is, right here, right now. My Meditation for Health podcast can help with that. It's at www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. It's a great way to learn to meditate and quiet our minds. But I think it's just being aware. Once we're aware of how much we label, we'll stop labeling as much. I love to listen to the birds, to see flowers are fresh, because I don't try to label. And so when I go for my walks, I look around and look for the birds. I look for the animals. I look for the flowers. And guess what? I see them, and they're wonderful. Each and every time, life can be a wonderful adventure when we quiet our minds, stop labeling, and just enjoy this wonderful journey of life. And if we see it new, then what happens is we like it better. It's more intense. It's more rich. Even things we're used to, because we're working towards seeing it with new eyes, it becomes more rich, more full. It requires work. It requires effort. But when we put in that work and effort, we reap the benefits of enjoying all the rich beauty of life. It's always there. Because we're in our heads and because we label things, we're missing out on life. If we stop labeling things, if we get out of our heads and just be, the whole universe opens up to us. And the universe is beautiful. If you'd like to learn more about how to do this, how to live a happy, rich, full life, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. There are blogs there, other podcasts, books, articles, CDs, retreats, many ways that we can learn to deepen our experience of living life. And if you're enjoying this podcast and you notice that I'm not around for the next 2 weeks, I'll be having a wonderful vacation with my family to Yellowstone. So I'll see you in a couple weeks. Until then, accept what is, love what is.